LA fires, Ron DeSantis blasts journos for focusing more on Trump's criticism than Newsom's incompetence. By Hannah Knudsen on January 10, 2025. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis blasted reporters for attacking President-elect Donald Trump, who has criticized the incompetency of California Governor Gavin Newsom. D. Noting that reporters would be changing the tone of their coverage to be less favorable if Republicans were leading the state and city facing the crisis. It's inappropriate for people in your industry to try to create division and to try to create narratives anytime these things happen, DeSantis said when reporters urged him to weigh in on Trump's criticisms of Newsom. Now you're not as interested in doing that, because Newsom is a Democrat. If Newsom was a Republican, you would have him nailed to the wall for what they're doing over there. And I know we know that. We just assume in Florida, anytime something happens, it's going to be politicized by the media, he continued. So you guys sitting in judgment of Donald Trump. I mean, excuse me, I think your track record of politicizing these things is very, very bad, he continued, taking a final question from someone who asked what he thinks about calls for Newsom to resign. I remember when we had the Surfside Tower collapse. I had people from the Washington Post trying to blame me for it immediately, without having any facts or anything, he said, adding that they treat Republican leaders much differently than Democrat leaders when disaster strikes. That mayor of LA, if that were a Republican mayor, I could only imagine what that would do. I mean, you know the fires are at high risk, and you try to go to Africa or wherever she was, to go on some type of voyage, he said. You should have been there preparing and doing that. And yet, I don't see a lot of heat being directed in that thing. And so you know I'd like to see some balance on how this is done. You can criticize the president-elect, but I think we also have to hold these other people accountable. And I have not seen that, the governor added. Watch. Trump has torched Newsom in recent days as wildfires ravage his state. Watch, for the sake of a smelt, Trump rips Newsom for lack of water to battle LA fires. Governor Gavin Newsom refused to sign the water restoration declaration put before him that would have allowed millions of gallons of water from excess rain and snow melt from the north to flow daily into many parts of California, including the areas that are currently burning in a virtually apocalyptic way, Trump said in a Truth Social post. Now the ultimate price is being paid. I will demand that this incompetent governor allow beautiful, clean, fresh water to flow into California, Trump continued. He is the sick blame for this. On top of it all, no water for fire hydrants, not firefighting planes. A true disaster, he added. In another post, Trump called on Newsom to resign. Governor Gavin Newsom should immediately go to Northern California and open up the water main and let the water flow into his dry, starving, burning state, instead of having it go out into the Pacific Ocean, he continued in a follow-up post. It ought to be done right now. No more excuses from this incompetent governor. It's already far too late, he added. The fires are continuing to rage on, with the largest, the Palisades fire, spanning over 20,000 acres with just 8% containment. Watch, power lines spark next to trees as fierce winds and fires strike Los Angeles. At least 10 individuals have died as a result of the devastating fires. Thousands of structures have been destroyed and thousands of individuals displaced. But LA Mayor Karen Bass has urged desperate residents to visit URL for more assistance.